Blackstone Audiobooks presents Men's Private Parts by James H. Gilbaugh, Jr., M.D. Introduction. The same questions, asked over and over by my patients, led me to search for a book to help satisfy their curiosity. I found nothing in print that filled the bill, and this led to the creation of this book, which describes the private parts of the male body and how those parts function. It details how they work separately and together, how they can go haywire, and whether they can be repaired or replaced. And to make the book accessible, I wrote it in basic, everyday, real people language. You have been urinating since birth, and thinking nothing of it. It comes naturally. As you mature, you don't have to know anything about sex to experience it, for it too is one of nature's urges. For most men, the dual yet separate function of the penis is performed for years without problems. Still, the aging process begins at birth, and as we grow older, parts weaken and malfunction. An erection fades, or it doesn't happen at all. Urine flow is restricted or blocked. Blood appears in the semen or urine. Obviously, something is wrong when any of these things happen. It's in such instances that an idea about what may be happening and what you can do about it is reassuring. The penis and the testicles are familiar, but a third organ, the prostate gland, is less so. All operate automatically when the brain sends down its signal. This efficient system ordinarily works well for years, but as men age, the prostate gland may become enlarged, the penis may fail to become erect, and the testicles may develop any number of problems. Fortunately, most malfunctions can be repaired. Prostate obstruction can be relieved, artificial erections can be created, and most testicle problems can be treated. More in-depth discussions of problems and their solutions are contained here. In summary, Men's Private Parts describes the function of men's private parts and accessories. Through its guidance, you will be able to recognize and anticipate potential problems and know when to seek appropriate repairs. In addition, trouble spots will be identified and solutions will be presented. Finally, along with this information and advice come the experiences of real men and some self-inventory. Chapter 10 presents the results of a lifestyle survey reporting the sexual expectations and experiences of a group of men aged 35 to 50 years. Men should try the quizzes in Chapter 12 and compare results with the men I surveyed. Ladies who are interested in learning how men operate may be surprised to read the results and comparisons. The pages ahead are packed with clear, useful information. Men and women alike are invited to read on and make those private parts become familiar parts. Men's Private Parts. Chapter 1. Troubleshooting. Problem 1. My penis isn't big enough. Answer. No man thinks his penis is big enough. Penis size, however, has nothing to do with climax or orgasm. See Chapter 3. Problem 2. I take longer to realize an erection now than I did when I was younger. Answer. Possibly. Erections are reached most quickly during adolescence, the years of spontaneous erections. As a man ages beyond his 30s or 40s, direct stimulation of the penis may be required to produce an erection. See Chapter 3. Problem 3. My erections are not as stiff as they were when I was younger. Answer. This is often true. The firmest erections are reached during adolescence. Hormones and blood vessels operate differently after teen years have passed. A certain reduction in stiffness may be expected. See Chapter 3. Problem 4. I can't get one erection after another as I once could. Answer. The refractory period, the time it takes to get another erection after ejaculation and orgasm, increases with age. It is very brief for a teenager, but can be 24 hours in later years. This is normal. See Chapter 2. Problem 5. I lose my erection during sex more frequently than before. Answer. Again, this may be a result of the aging process at work. lack of concentration, distracting noises, fear of interruption and other environmental influences, including your partner, can affect performance. See Chapter 5. Problem 6. My penis requires more stimulation than in the past to reach orgasm. Answer. Through the aging process again, all things slow down. This includes sensitivity, nerve conduction, and blood vessel activity. As a man ages, more stimulation is needed for orgasm. See Chapter 3. Problem 7. I will become impotent if I have a prostate operation. Answer. Not true. Most prostate operations should not interrupt a man's ability to have an erection and successful intercourse. See Chapters 2 and 7. Problem 8. Prostate operations are painful. Answer. Not true. Most men fear this operation because they think it is very painful, but it isn't. The operation is usually performed under a spinal anesthetic, which allows complete consciousness without pain. See Chapter 7. Problem 9. Isolated periods of impotence indicate impending doom. Answer. Not true. Isolated episodes of impotence can happen during sexual encounters at any age and are not unusual. These blank periods usually are associated with stressful situations, initial sexual encounters, or alcohol or drug overuse. See Chapter 5. Problem 10. I am done if I fail to reach orgasm. Not so. As a man ages, it is not uncommon to fail to reach orgasm during sex, at least occasionally. But it is also easier to get another erection if there was no ejaculation with the last one. See Chapter 2. Problem 11. I ejaculate a smaller amount of semen than I once did. Answer. True. A decrease in volume of ejaculate is normal as a man ages. Older men in their 70s and 80s may not ejaculate at all but still have orgasms. See Chapter 2. Problem 12. Ejaculation is not effective unless it is powerful. Answer. Not true. In a man's prime, ejaculate can spurt 2 feet, but the process loses vigor as age affects muscle and nerve functions and blood supplies. See Chapter 2. Problem 13. I'm afraid that masturbation when I was younger, or even now, may affect my sexual functioning in the future. Answer. Nonsense. Lack of education and feelings of guilt promote myths of this sort, which have no basis in scientific fact. See Chapter 2. Problem 14. Alcohol inhibits my sexual ability. Answer. Maybe. Alcohol in small amounts can stimulate interest in sex, but in larger amounts it is a depressant and can cause impaired function and even impotence. See Chapter 5. Problem 15. As I get older, my penis gets smaller. Answer. Untrue. As you get older, your stomach gets fatter. So proportionately, your penis looks smaller. No kidding. It's an optical illusion. See Chapter 3. Problem 16. If I have serious heart trouble, a heart attack or cardiac bypass surgery, my sex life will be over. Answer. Not so. It is not necessary to forego sexual activity after a heart attack. Most men can resume sex without any serious effects after such events. See Chapter 5. Problem 17. Masturbation makes me feel guilty. Answer. Masturbation is an important part of a person's sexuality. Men and women, married and single, young and old, do it. See Chapter 2. Problem 18. Will smoking reduce my sexual ability? Answer. Yes. Nicotine can constrict small blood vessels and has a dampening effect on a man's erectile ability immediate as well as long term. See Chapter 5. Problem 19. Recreational drugs get me in the mood for sex, but they are dangerous. Answer. Marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, and amphetamines can increase sexual desire and lower inhibitions in the short run, but over time can cause impotence and other serious hazards to health. See Chapter 5. Problem 20. I have arthritis. Will sex help? Answer. It might. Many patients find relief for 4 to 6 hours after having an orgasm. See Chapter 2. Problem 21. My ulcer medication makes me impotent. Answer. This is a common complaint among patients being treated for ulcers with certain drugs that have the side effect of blocking male hormone production. See Chapter 5. Problem 22. Blood pressure pills make me impotent. Answer. Possibly. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure limit pressure required for an erection, so difficulties may result. See Chapter 5. Problem 23. Is a person who tests negative for AIDS a safe sex partner? Answer. Absolutely not. A negative test for HIV antibody is no guarantee that an individual cannot transmit AIDS. There is a lag time of 6 months or longer after infection occurs before the blood test shows positive. Safe sex clubs won't prevent AIDS. See Chapter 8. Problem 24. Can an oral pill help impotence or erectile dysfunction? Answer. Yes. Viagra, sildenafil citrate, has now been approved by the FDA for use in treating male impotence. See Chapter 5. Problem 25. A vasectomy will cause hardening of the arteries, heart disease, or other diseases. Answer. Not true. A study of 10,000 sterilized men conducted by the National Institutes of Health found no increased risk of developing any such disorders among the participants. See Chapter 2. Problem 26. If I have prostate obstruction, I'm going to need prostate surgery. Answer. Not true. Many medical and non-surgical techniques developed in recent years may allow a man to avoid prostate surgery. See Chapter 7. Problem 27. Sex before athletic competition will wreck me. Answer. Not true. See Chapter 2. Problem 28. My urinary flow has decreased, and it seems like I have to get up at night more to urinate. Is all of this part of just getting older? Answer. Possibly. See Chapter 12 and take the results of the two tests to your physician.